Off the top, dope.
Yo, what is up, guys? I'm Michael, and this is Off the Top Dope. Today, I just want to talk quickly about this AEW signing streak they're on. I mean, last week, Ospreay, last night, Okada. Next week, it's pretty obvious that it's going to be Mercedes Moné, despite what some people try to argue on Facebook. Definitely three pretty big names. I mean, not even pretty big, dude. Like, who am I kidding? Three huge names in wrestling, all debuting within the same 3 weeks. I mean, that is just nuts. And then on top of that, last night there was the new Dynamite stage. The tunnels are back. But dude, I gotta say, with all the excitement of Revolution, I completely somehow forgot that Okada was coming. We had Matthew and Nicholas coming out to the ring and saying that they had big announcements to make, which one of them was that Hangman is suspended. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, he did attack those two referees at Revolution, and I'm just kind of like, oh wow, they're being like actual, like doing like real managerial duties, you know? They're like really running a company. Like, okay, I get this, I get it. But then the second one was that Kenny Omega is fired because he hasn't been showing up, because obviously we all know he has diverticulitis and he's sick and unable to perform. So obviously getting in some good heat there, because who doesn't love Kenny Omega? I mean, seriously, we're all rooting for you, Kenny. And then just as they're about to make their second big announcement, Eddie Kingston's music starts playing and the Mad King, King of the Bums, comes down to the ring, gets in the ring, and he's wearing sweatpants and Tim's as he announces with a middle finger for the Bucks. And he's like, yeah, you said if I talk crap about you guys, I was going to get a fine. And he throws money at him. He says, well, you might as well do it now, bitch, because I got something to say. And the Bucks are like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I'm just like, yo, this is really getting somewhere. Matt puts his arm around Eddie's shoulder and says, whoa, 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 let's not air our grievances on national television. And then Nick tries to spin him around. Kingston punches him. They start, you know, having a little, they're scrapping. Then Matt hits Eddie with a low blow, of course. They start getting Eddie set up for the EVP trigger, and then all of a sudden you just hear this coin drop and the crowd just erupts, and I'm like, whoa, I totally forgot about this. Like, I knew, like I was saying, I knew Okada was coming, but Revolution just totally like took that off my mind, because, you know, that was like the most exciting pay-per-view I've probably ever seen, or at least in recent history, you know? So Okada comes out, crowd is still going fucking nuts, dude. You can't even tell it's a crowd, like the noise. It's just like a wall of sound. Like, that is how loud they are. He makes his way to the ring, he gets in, and he stands next to Eddie, and it looks like the four of them, you know, Okada, Kingston, and the Young Bucks are gonna go at it. Then as soon as Eddie looks like he's gonna make a move, Okada grabs him by the waist, like he's holding him back, like, no, no, no. Then he spins him around, hits him with a lariat, and I'm like, no way. Nick grabs the mic and says, it's cut off. The mic wasn't on, but all we could hear was that he basically said that Okada was the new member of the Elite, and I'm like, holy shit, dude. Heel Okada and heel Young Bucks. It's just wild. I can't wait to see where this goes. I mean, Ospreay debuting last week was definitely something exciting, but this was like, should have been expected, but it wasn't. Like I was saying, Revolution just took it off the table for me. It completely was out of my mind. I mean, Ospreay and Takeshita just, you know, has been just running through my mind all week, and I'm thinking about that. And then we have a surprise debut of another one of the best wrestlers in the world. It's just a crazy time in AEW. 2024 is going to be huge, man. And then, like I was saying earlier, next week at Big Business in Boston is supposed to be the debut of Mercedes Moné. I mean, they haven't officially announced anything on that, but I mean, you know, it takes 2 seconds to read between the lines on that. They said last night was the season premiere of Dynamite, and I just think this is going to be a huge year for AEW and wrestling in general. I mean, I think it's going to really push, you know, WWE to try to do better. And while I don't watch WWE, you know, it's always good to have competition. You know, you need competition to make yourself perform better. And if AEW having these big signings pushes WWE to do something that their fans enjoy. Hey, that's great. I'm happy for them. I mean, my friend watches WWE. He used to watch AEW, but he doesn't really keep up with it anymore. But he even told me, he's like, you guys are really lucky to have Okada. You guys are really lucky to have Ospreay. He's like, and then you're going to have Sasha Banks next week. I'm like, yeah, dude, you don't have to fucking tell me. But yeah, speaking of Ospreay and just Dynamite, you know, like I was saying, new stage, new Dynamite logo, new AEW logo, actually. I don't know if you noticed that, but Will Ospreay versus Kyle Fletcher last night. I mean, how great was that? I mean, Kyle Fletcher is good, but like, I've never really like appreciated him as much as I did last night. I could not believe it. I was just like stunned, man. Dude, those chops, Kyle Fletcher chops so fucking hard, man. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, I don't want to start rambling. I don't want to get too far off topic. 2024 is going to be a huge year for AEW. Like I was saying, big signings. They got the new stage. They got, you know, like the whole just like new presentation. Which a lot of people are saying is ripped off of NXT 2.0, even though AEW was doing a lot of that stuff first. They said the curved screen is from Raw. The curved screen is like the only new thing. The tunnels, they've had those in the past. The rainbow splatter, they've had that in the past. You know, it's kind of like AEW going back to their roots in a little bit. And like I was thinking about this earlier, these huge signings, it's almost kind of like, I imagine, you know, like, when AEW first started, you know, like every signing was like big. It was like, you know, like, oh, this is a growing roster. It's, you know, it's exciting. And I think that these names are definitely going to add some hype. I think it's going to, you know, help with ratings. I think it's going to help with ticket sales for sure. I think it's going to help just have, you know, better all around experience, you know, great shows. I think this is definitely going to be a year that AEW is just soaring up in the fucking sky for sure. One thing, not to sound negative or, you know, like a mark or something. I mean, I know that's like a big insult to, you know, be into wrestling, you know, to the point where you worry about where people are at, and I don't know, but I don't care, but my friend was saying today, a different friend, not the one who doesn't watch AEW, but he was saying, he's like, oh, I wonder when MJF's going to come back. He's like, I was thinking, you know, maybe he might show up at Revolution, but he probably just still needs more time. And I kind of got thinking, I'm like, man, Will Ospreay, they got Okada now. Like, when MJF comes back, I mean, you know, you have these huge names there. MJF is still a star, don't get me wrong, but they're gonna have so many stories progressed. I wonder where he'll fit in. I know a lot of people were sort of let down with the conclusion of the devil storyline, the masked devil, so I'm kind of thinking that they're probably not going to approach that right away, or maybe they will, but it'll fade quickly. I think there will still be something with MJF and Adam Cole and the Undisputed Kingdom, but I just kind of wonder where he'll fit when he comes back and when that is. I mean, I don't think he's going to WWE. I know a lot of people like to say that, but I'm fairly certain that the whole bidding war thing was storyline and that he had actually signed a new contract well in advance of when that was all talked about. Some people say it might have even been around Full Gear, not this one that just passed, but the one before. So he should still have, you know, a pretty decent amount of time for a run when he comes back. I don't know when that is. We don't know. No word. I'm looking forward to it, though, because, I mean, I love MJF. I have love for pretty much everybody on the roster, to be honest with you. I just think it's a good product. Like, I like everything about it. And I, you know, just kind of worry sometimes that people might get lost in the mix, you know, because there are people that we see every week for months on end, you know, and I love it. I'm here for it. But then, you know, they might get injured and they'll be out for months. And then it seems almost like they're off for even longer than they really require for their recovery. Don't know where Britt Baker is. I don't know. It's neither here nor there. I'm getting way off topic. I'm sorry, guys. Huge signings. Great year. Take it easy, guys.